From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An intense manhunt is underway in Germany and across much of Europe for the chief suspect in Monday's truck attack in Berlin. A German arrest warrant names the suspect as 24-year-old Tunisian Anis Amri. Officials will not say if Amri was in touch with Islamic extremists, but the Islamic State group has already claimed responsibility. Hundreds of rebels and civilians were evacuated Wednesday from the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo. Many were bussed out of the city amid heavy snow in what is believed to be the final phase of the withdrawal. Here is UN spokesman Farhan Haq.
Protection of civilians leaving these areas remains the biggest concern. The process for evacuation was traumatic, with crowding and vulnerable people waiting for hours and exposed to sub-zero temperatures.
When complete, the evacuation will give full control of Aleppo to the Syrian government, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mexican authorities identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores near Mexico City. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year holidays when a series of explosions erupted. Most of the stalls in the market were destroyed. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump met with the heads of two major airline builders, vowing to bring down the costs of multi-billion-dollar government defense contracts.
We're trying to get costs down, primarily the F-35. We're trying to get the costs down. Because it's a program that is very, very expensive.
The chief executive officers of Boeing and Lockheed Martin, along with several generals and admirals, met with Trump Wednesday. Trump also said Wednesday that the attacks in Europe this week prove he is right about his plans to institute tough screening for Muslims attempting to enter the United States. Trump is in Florida, where he is continuing to interview candidates to fill key positions in his new administration. The United States is denying claims made by a Russian spokesman that the two countries have all but frozen communication channels, saying both sides are still engaged. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Mir TV Wednesday almost every level of dialogue had been severed with the United States. But State Department spokesman John Kirby disagreed.
I don't know exactly what to make of that comment. Obviously, we don't agree and have issues with Russia on a variety of issues, but the dialogue has not been broken.
Kirby pointed out that Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had spoken by phone just last Tuesday. Gambia's longtime president, Yahya Jammeh, says only Allah can deprive him of victory as he seeks to overturn the results of this month's presidential election. Opposition candidate Adama Barrow beat Mr. Jammeh in the December 1st election. The president conceded defeat at first, but now contends there were some voter irregularities, and he wants the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the vote. The United Nations Security Council, the African Union, and the Economic Union of West Africa have all urged him to accept defeat and turn over power to Barrow. Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. A court ruled that he should stay in power until elections, which the ruling party has set for 2018, but opposition demonstrators are demanding that Mr. Kabila step down. Local media and insurgent sources say Taliban gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed the house of an Afghan lawmaker in Kabul. They say at least five people were killed. Witnesses say three insurgents took part in the assault. China has been engulfed in smog for the last few days. More than 70 cities have declared pollution alerts. The government has ordered factories to shut down, restricted driving, and has closed schools in the worst-hit cities, including Beijing. Those measures won't be lifted until Thursday, when stronger winds are expected to help disperse the pollutants. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.